We're not talking about punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO. 103 degrees at the Elk City Mezzanet right now. You know what sounds good right now? A float trip down the Snake River in Hell's Canyon in Idaho. That's what sounds really good right now. Anyway, 104 is our heat index. Humidity is 24%. Southwest winds, 10 miles an hour. Gust up to 14 to 15, 16, 17 miles an hour, somewhere in there. Anyway, we are under a fire weather watch until 10 o'clock tonight. Fire weather warning till 10 o'clock tonight. And we are under excessive heat warning until 9 o'clock tonight. Just not no good. There's going to be a lot of records broke in Oklahoma and the Texas Panhandle today. It's looking like it. Let's check out some area temperatures real quick. And basically, let me just fill you in here. The hottest temperature I see right now is 104, and that's at Mangum and down at Tipton. Oh, there's 105 at Fairview. Basically, the whole state of Oklahoma and the Texas Panhandle were anywhere from 97 degrees to 105 degrees. How's that? Narrows it way down. Whoever's wins today's the hottest temperature is not going to get a trophy or nothing. It's just going to be bad. Please take care of your animals, whether they're your pets at home, your dogs, cats. You know, dogs, especially hairy ones, my wife sent me a deal, can easily get a stroke just as easy as a human being can. So take care of your dogs. Make sure they got a fan blowing on them if they're outside dogs, or staying somewhere where it's cool and shady at. And take care of your animals. Please double check your cattle, your horses, any animals outside. Water wise, I already went by and checked mine before the show here west of town. Checked the ones last night. Even if you're on rural water, you need to make sure you just check your water. It's so important. Fresh water is so important. Went down to the river this morning about daybreak with the dogs to see if the river was running. It's dried up. The North Fork of the Red River behind my house is dry. I know it's dry down at the bridge, River Bridge at Grant by the Reformatory, and I really didn't look over the bridge at Sayre, but I'm sure it's not much there. So anyway, if you got cattle on the river, best be checking. There's some water holes still left there, but they're not going to last long. They were already going stagnant and actually smelling just a little bit. So check all that out if you would, please. And just be careful out there today, because this is not the last day of it either. Let's check out some futures, grain futures. Looks like everything is in the red today as far as futures on grains, except for hard red winter wheat. Corn for September is down. It's at $6. December corn is $5.97. March is $6.03. May is $6.07 for next year. Soybean, August $14.80. September $13.80. November $13.63. Soybean meal, August $4.35, September $407.90 a short ton, October's $394.80. Soybean oil is 61.89 cents a pound, September is 60.84, October is 59.97. Hard red winter wheat is up just slightly a little bit on the futures. September is 877 a bushel, December's 884. Oats are down again. They're below $5 again. September is $4.78 and December is $4.58. Cotton's back up in the $1 a pound range. Is just barely $1 a pound. How's that? Instead of giving all the abbreviations out. And since my buddy didn't hit the road today. I got to put out a deal. He might be making a little money today. Sugar over there in the Delhi area is almost up to 20 cents a pound. So anyway, it gets creeping up. He's liable to make $5 off a pivot load of sugar cane. Anyway, let's check out the cash grain markets in Oklahoma and Texas. Let me see if it'll come up. There we go. Let me refresh it real quick. Bam. Hard red winter wheat is at 8.16 a bushel today. Corn's at 7.35. Milo's at 6.28. And soybeans are 14.65. All those numbers are cash prices at the elevators in Oklahoma or Texas. Well, let's see what's happening in the world today. Grains and soybeans were lower in overnight trading as corn ratings remain fairly lofty and on optimism that a deal will be reached to restart shipments of agriculture products from Ukraine. The U.S. corn crop was rated 64% good or excellent as of Sunday. That's unchanged for the third straight week, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture. 6% of the crop was in the dough stage, up from 2% a week earlier, but down from the prior five-year average of 7%. Some 37% was silking, and that's up from 15% the previous week, but down from the normal 48% for this time of the year. About 61% of the soybeans earned top ratings at the start of the week, and that's down one percentage point from last week. 14% were setting pods. That's up 6% from last week, but behind the normal 19%. 48% of soybeans were blooming, up from 32% last week and 55% at the same point last year. Rains over the weekend in much of the northern corn belt likely helped corn crop ratings, though extremely dry weather in several states recently has potential to curb that progress. Limited rains and warm temperatures this week will allow moisture shortages and stress to expand again, mainly in the south and in the northwest areas. Wheat futures also plunged in overnight trading, partly because of speculation that grain exports from Ukraine will resume in the near future after being almost completely halted amid ongoing attacks by Russian forces since February. Russian President Vladimir Putin will meet with Turkey President in Iran to discuss other things, grain exports from Ukraine. European Union Representative Joseph Borrell said this week that there is hope that a deal will be reached to unblock Ukraine's ports and allow grain shipments to flow, which will help ease humanitarian crises globally. Corn futures for December delivery dropped 18¾ cents to $5.92 a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade. Soybean futures for November delivery lost 18¼ cents to $13.62 a bushel. Soy meal declined $3.60 to $392.30 a short ton, while soybean oil futures were down 0.91 cents to 59.97 cents a pound. Wheat for September delivery dropped 10 cents to $8.02¾ a bushel, and that was in Chicago, while in Kansas City, futures lost 10¼ and it's at 8.63¾ cents a bushel. Inspections of corns and beans were way higher than have been, while wheat assessments declined. Corn inspections in the 7 days that ended on July 14th rose to 1.074 million metric tons, and that's up from 934,000 tons last week. The total was almost on par with the 1.077 metric tons examined the same period last year. Soybean assessments were reported at 362,622 metric tons. That's up from 358,527 tons a week earlier and well above the 143,000 tons inspected last year. On wheat, examinations of wheat for overseas delivery fell to 185,989 metric tons. That's down from 310,000 tons the previous week and well below over 500,000 tons last year. Since the start of the marketing year on September 1st, the government has expected 50.3 million metric tons of corn for offshore delivery, and that's down from 60 million tons last year. soybean inspection since the beginning of September. Now stand at 52.5 million metric tons, and that's down from 57.9 million tons last year. Wheat assessments since the start of the grain marketing year on June 1st are now at 2.11 million metric tons, and that's down from 2.87 million metric tons, same point last year. Well, this heat wave, we're right in the middle of it. It's here. The heat wave continues as excessive heat warnings and heat advisories have been issued for much of Kansas, Oklahoma, Texas, and parts of several other states, including Missouri and Arkansas. Almost the entire state of Oklahoma, except for the panhandle of Oklahoma, will be under an excessive heat warning, which I call B on that one, because looking at the mesonet, they're as hot as we are up there, as we are up there. So anyway, in Arkansas, values are forecast to hit 110 degrees. Extreme heat and humidity will significantly increase the potential for heat-related illnesses, particularly for those working or participating in outdoor activities. Further north in western Nebraska and eastern Wyoming and parts of the south to western Dakota, a red flag warning has been issued amidst extremely dry conditions. Weather forecast has them going from 15 to 25 miles an hour with gusts way higher and humidity at 12%. Any fire start will be difficult and impossible to contain. Coming up in my next segment, we'll talk the cattle futures, and got a report in from Brandon last night, or actually this morning about 1:30, from Western Oklahoma and Elk City Livestock Auction. I got those numbers for you. We'll talk a little bit about them, and then we'll continue on with the show. I'm going to give, in this next segment, I'm going to give out a couple sets of tickets to go see Casey Donahue at the Sugar Creek this weekend, if anybody's interested, and I'm sure you are. So you've got to be listening really careful for the question in the next segment. It's Today in Ag on 96.5 KECO.
If you're a farmer or rancher, you rely on a business that can help you get the things you need fast so you can get back to work. Everett's Welding and Repair in Bisai, Oklahoma is that business. They carry farm equipment, oil-filled cattle guards, and fencing supplies. How about a cattle chute or hay trailer? They've got them. You need welding supplies? They've got that too. Learn more at everettswelding.com or see their ad inside the Penny News. That's Everett's Welding and Repair in Bisai, Oklahoma.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
I knew I was probably going to try to get a hold of Mickey, and I had been shopping and had the prices. So I had shopped previously before Mickey showed up at the office, and I told him that. And he understood, and he said he wanted to give it a shot. And so he did, and his prices were right. And his coverage was as good or better than what I was, some of the stuff I was shopping. And so that was an easy decision for me because I'd already done the legwork on the other end, but I had been to their places. He shows up at my barn. And so when he was even a little bit cheaper on some stuff the same, it was an easy decision for me because you got a guy there wanting your business. My name is Bandy Silk. My family and I farm and ranch in the Delhi community. I'm a fifth-generation farmer and rancher. I'm glad I've contacted Mickey Lively for my insurance needs.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Farmers and ranchers love Hughes trailers. It's heavier steel. They're built better. They're tough. They've got rubber flooring, every kind of amenity that you can think of in a ranch trailer. They're framed in differently so that you're not having crackouts and breaks in the trailer frame. Their tires come 18 ply. Farmers and ranchers love Hughes trailers, and we've got them. The name of our business is Cattle King Manufacturing. We're 2 miles south of the golf course here at Elk City on Highway 6. On Facebook, just search Cattle King Manufacturing. 303-4246. 303-4246.
We strive in our cow herd for high efficiency cattle. We want lots of gain with low input. That's what we strive for. We want our customers to be able to wean the biggest calf without putting much money into that. We try to prove that through our commercial herd, and then if they prove themselves there, then we make them registered and we chase those bloodlines. Lori White, B&L Red Angus. blredangus.com. You can find us on Facebook by searching B&L Red Angus.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
The Day in Ag is back with Jimmy Clark.
All right, we have a lot of 105s on the mezzanine right now. We got a lot of 103s, a lot of 102s, but there's a lot of 105s that showed up on the mezzanine since the show started 15 minutes ago. Anyway, on the Gabe Gadget here in the studio, we are at 103 with humidity at 23% and 4 to 5 mile an hour winds. It's hot out there. Please, please take a precaution. We are under a fire weather warning until 10 o'clock tonight, an excessive heat warning until 9 o'clock tonight. And I think they finally got the Hitchcock fire contained to the dark area, to the blackened area, they call it. The Oklahoma National Guard came in with the helicopters. Roger Mills, I know one of that's in our listening area. I know they was one of the task force that got called up there, I think, Sunday to go up there and help. And everybody's thinking, how hard can it be to get that fire under control? If you've never been up towards Southern and Hitchcock, up in that area, it's rough country. It's not very accessible, big, deep canyons, and it's just not that easy a country to go fight fires in. The helicopter showed up, and I'm sure that helped. And those guys were switching out all the time in this excessive heat. So salute again out to our firefighters, volunteer or full-time, it doesn't matter. Firefighters, thank you, and for all the people that help them and donate, and make sure you take care of your local fire department up there in that area there, because I'm sure they got worn down in this stuff. And anyway, prayers go out to all the people that lost any personal items or animals during that fire. Well, you guys know what today is. And it is the Stockman's Veterinarian Clinic Happy Cap Hour. Anyway, Dr. Taylor Mouse and Stockman's Veterinarian Clinic is serving all farmers, ranchers, and pet owners in Western Oklahoma and the Texas Panhandle in their newly remodeled and updated clinic at 1019 South Main Street in Elk City. Dr. Taylor Mouse is providing all large animal services, including bovine and equine surgery, ultrasound, digital x-ray, equine dentistry, herd health, bovine embryo transfer, and AI programs, as well as all your sheep, goat, and pig veterinarian health needs. Stockman's also features a pull-through unloading, a brand new hydraulic tilt chute on the site for cattle, as well as a heated indoor OB and large animal surgery suite with indoor stalls and outdoor pen space for inpatient treatment. Small animal services include routine checkups, vaccinations, boarding with indoor-outdoor runs, full surgery with gas anesthesia, including C-sections and pet dental needs, and an on-site laboratory with digital x-ray. Also scheduling farm calls and providing 24-hour emergency service for all species, call 580-225-0200. Or stop by and let Dr. Taylor Mouse and her professional staff provide for you and your animals. They do care, and it shows, and she does. And speaking of Dr. Taylor Mouse, who in the heck's on Snapchat at 5 o'clock in the morning? Dr. Taylor Mouse. She Snapchatted this morning pictures of a shoot. They're getting ready to preg check 125 heifers, I think, or cows up there somewhere around Cheyenne. Anyway, she was out Snapchatting the copy of the picture of the lots this morning. But also coming up this Saturday, I wanted to remind everybody, and I almost forgot, but I did remember. How's that? This Saturday, July 23rd, from 12:30 to 3:30 p.m., There's going to be a wellness center at the Stockman's Veterinary Clinic right there at 1019 South Main Street. Vaccines, rabies, distemper, kennel cough, rattlesnake, heartworm test, flea, tick, nail trim, deworming, meet these, the crew that she's got there. They all have a smile on their face. Never walked in there. Maybe Christy, because she's mad at Taylor or something. But anyway, but they always got a smile on their face. And the Elk City Animal Shelter will be joining with available pets. That's this Saturday from 12:30 to 3:30 at Stockman's Veterinary Clinic. If you got any questions, 225-0200 for any more questions. But it's pretty simple. And these aren't free vaccines and stuff, but everything will be discounted this Saturday afternoon over there at Stockman's Veterinary Clinic. So it'd be a good time to go by there, meet Dr. Mouse and her staff, and just anyway, that's it. And she is the sponsor of our show today with her Stockman's Veterinary Clinic hat. I got it, clinic, and we got it going on today. Anyway, what else we got going? Oh, who wants to win a set of tickets? I'm going to give out two sets of tickets. Sorry, I meant that. So let me grab the file here. And so the question is, so you get to, guys get to go to Sugar Creek Casino this weekend, Saturday, July 23rd. The door showtime's at 8 o'clock. The doors will open at 7 p.m. And got some free tickets here. So what I need you to do when you text in the answer, I'm going to take the first and the third text. Everybody ready? Anyway, we're going to see Casey Donahue this Saturday, all right? Great, great performer. Anyway, the question is, who's your favorite host of an ag show in the United States? Who is your favorite radio ag show host in the United States? Text in the answer and your name. I'll take the first and the third. Yeah, first and third text. Anyway, who it is? Who's your favorite ag radio host? And I'm going to see how many good friends I got and how many crappy friends I got on this one. So anyway, lots going on. Let's check out the cattle market real quick on the futures. All right, live cattle, August, 135.90. It's up 0.27. October, 141.20, up 0.6. December live cattle, 146.72, up 0.57, and February is 151.45, up 0.45. Feeder cattle are also up, 178.47 for August, 181.47 for September. Lean hogs, August, 113.02, October's 94.42, and December is 85.40. Let's check out some prices from Elk City. And I told you, this right here is the reason why I don't take live calls, because you would believe some of the answers I'm getting already. So anyway, RH, you didn't win. How's that? All right, let's get back to Brandon Hickey. Here we go. Elk City, last Friday, 2,147 head steers in the 3 to 4 range. We're bringing anywhere from 202 to 205. In the 4 to 4.5 range, anywhere from 178 to 191. In the 5 range, looks like here's some weight 542. Big head, a bunch out of Cheyenne, brought $1.79. Sweetwater, a big bunch there, 596, brought a little over $1.50. The Cutter Bulls, and then Elk City, we had some there, weighed 640, brought $1.69. And then we had some out of Lone Wolf, the weighed 761, brought $1.65. On the heifer part, looks like I got to zoom in on this, sorry about this. We got some 399 weights, brought $1.80. Some 472 weight heifers brought $1.66. Some 562 weights $1.60. Some 579s 158.50. 627s brought 144.50, 672s 154. So anyway, the heifers doing pretty good. They're all still doing really good. So on the cows, butcher cows were bringing in up to 86 cents a pound. Butcher bulls up to $1.12 a pound. Bred cows up to 11.50. Pairs up to 17.60. All right, let's check out the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction. They had 1,971 head in there. No wonder Brandon was texting me after midnight last night. He was, they had to work late. They had a big sale. All right, steers. We had some weighing 297, brought $229 a hundredweight, 363, 205. 440s were bringing $1.74. If you was in the four range, about $1.74 to $1.80. And we had some steers out of Rocky weighing 576, brought $1.81. Some 660s out of Sentinel brought $1.73. Out of Butler, 751s brought $1.74 a pound. And then we had some 800 pounds bring 166. That's really good. 909 pounds. They had 10 out of Sentinel, $1.49. On the heifers, they had some winged ones that weighed 431, brought $1.79. Some more winged ones that weighed 606, brought $1.59. And then on up there to the seven, basically in the 6 to 7 range, anywhere from $1.45 to $1.60. No bred cows or pairs over there, but they did have some butcher cows that brought 93 cents a pound over there. But after I talked to Brandon this morning, he said they was some exceptional big old cows. They were good to go. Butcher bulls were bringing up to 93 cents, and that's what's going on at Elk City right now. Woodward is having their bull and cow sale. I'll have you report for tomorrow. And then tomorrow, Hobart, Oklahoma, the Hobart Stockyard will be having their weekly sale down there, starting at 9:30, I believe. What time it starts? Rex was in the parade Saturday. I was giving him crap. He was riding in the truck, and you could see him smile a mile away. Anyway, I also failed yesterday. There was too many people to mention yesterday, but I thought one of the coolest part of the parade Saturday at Sayre was North Fork Electric Co-op had a lot of their fleet in the deal. They held the flag up there at the intersection downtown for the national anthem and just respect the flag, but they had a lot of their service vehicles, everything in there. And Brett Metter, glad he was up there, because he named every one of them off as they came driving by. But I don't know, there's 10 or 12 trucks in there. I don't even remember the count. But thank you, North Fork, and I know you're going to have your hands full during this heat. So, and hopefully we don't get any fires going. But anyway, North Fork does a lot for Western Oklahoma. Whether it's a disaster or it's just normal operations, they do a lot for Western Oklahoma out in the rural areas outside of the city. So anyway, big thank you for that. When I come back, I got some stuff from cows. I got a little hormone myth to go over with you. And Texas preparing for wildfires, getting staging stuff just like Oklahoma. And it is Heyday Tuesdays, and we'll probably touch on the hay prices, because they have gone up again from last week, about 10 bucks a ton. So things are creeping up in this flash drought that we got going on. It's Today in Ag on 96.5 KECO.
Is your cattle mineral investment being washed away? Weather can cause conventional mineral to absorb water and blow away. Simply put, your cows probably aren't eating it. That's why Purina created Wind and Rain Storm Mineral, a weatherized mineral that can stand up to the elements. Its larger particle size makes it harder to blow away and easier for water to pass through it. Keep money in your pocket. Contact Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City today.
I've seen a lot of industries come and go. The ag sector is a basis for Western Oklahoma. We do ag real estate, cattle loans, crop loans, to purchase cows or to purchase stalkers for wheat or grass. We do operating loans for seasonal needs, to buy feed, purchase fertilizer, purchase seed, buy hay and feed for the winter. I'm Monty Carlson, and I help make a difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
This is the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, July 18th. 1,971 head were sold. 3 head of steers at 297 brought 229. 13 at 480 brought 174. 12 at 660 brought 173. 13 at 808 brought 166. 10 at 909 brought 149. 16 head of heifers at 285 brought 164. 8 at 491 brought 156.75. 3 at 678 brought 131. 8 at 775 brought 153. 4 at 834 brought 145. Butcher cows were 20 to 90. Butcher bulls brought 60 to 93. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma. Sale every Monday at 10 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyard's weekly cattle sale. It's located on Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Hobart Stockyards, where we want your business and do appreciate it.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
Yep, questions like that is the reason why we don't do live calls here on my show. Oh, man, you wouldn't believe some of these. Currently, at the Elk City Mezzanet, we are at 106 with the heat index at 107. Humidity's at 21. Let's just go ahead and get on the mezzanet, check out the... Because they said, Gary McManus of the Oklahoma Mezzanet put out a post earlier on social media that I guess there's 120 stations in Oklahoma, Mezzanet stations, and only twice, and both times happened a couple days apart in July of 2011, did all 127 stations hit the 100-degree mark. And I'm telling you from what I'm seeing right now, they're all going to hit it. The coolest spot in Oklahoma right now is 97 degrees, and it's just noon. So the two hot spots, Hollis 106, Elk City's at 106, and Ringling way down south, and Walters, you are all at 106, and it doesn't matter. After it gets about 98, 90, 99, but just take care of your animals out there. Okay, let's talk about the winners of what's going on. Well, Gail Timberland, you won a pair of tickets, and I'll put your name on there. Thank you very much. And Tom Horton, you won a pair of tickets. They were my first and third actual reliable answers. So anyway, somebody text in Nathan and Landry Brewer. Somebody text in Drew. And then here's the one that caught me off guard. I don't really know the number, or don't realize the number. Somebody says Marcus Thibodeau, who I call French Quarter's nickname, and Chad Ripetoe are two of the best ag radio hosts in the United States. So anyway, and then one guy texted in Paul Harvey. So you guys are pretty funny on a hot day. You must be in there where the air conditioner is and you don't have any heat strokes going on. So anyway, pretty funny, pretty funny. Anyway, thank you for texting in. Got a lot of texts, and you're welcome, Gail and Tom. They already text back in thanking me. So anyway, congratulations. Well, speaking of Marcus Thibodeau, there's some, he's the manager of the Pack Saddle Wildlife Management Area up there at Pack Saddle. And a couple of things come out that I want to talk to you guys about. You know, I'm big into wildlife, and agriculture and wildlife are two things to go together. But the Wild Turkey Population Dynamics and Brute Survival Project report for June of 2022 has came out and is provided by the Oklahoma Cooperative Fish and Wildlife Research Unit at Oklahoma State University. If any of you guys remember the last time Marcus was in, he is now the Rio Grande Turkey Wildlife Biologist for the state of Oklahoma. He didn't get a pay raise, but he got a promotion. So anyway, he's in charge of all that, and Marcus is really sharp on all species animals. He knows his stuff, And but anyway, Wild Turkey Genetics is among the area of a 4 to 0.5 year study launched at the beginning of this year by the Oklahoma Department of Wildlife and the Oklahoma Cooperative Fish and Wildlife Research Unit of Oklahoma State University to address wild turkey population dynamics and brute survival. Well, I'm going to tell you, this first report's not bueno. Wild turkey genetic study supplies for processing DNA samples are being received. Once DNA has been extracted using the DNEZ blood and tissue kits, quantity and quality will be assessed from each sample. These samples will then be ready for further analysis. When the Southeastern Oklahoma study, researchers continue tracking wild turkey hens and monitoring nesting attempts. At the beginning of June, 4 nests were being monitored, with hatch dates projected early in June. Of those 4 nests, 1 hatched successfully, 1 nest was the predators got it, and 2 nests failed due to the hens being destroyed by predators. The successful nest hatched June 7th. It was a re-nest with a total of 4 eggs, 3 of which hatched. Researchers captured the 3 poults from the nest the following day and fitted them with transmitters. The day after the poults were fitted, all 3 got it. It wasn't good. They were killed by predators. 1 transmitter was covered alongside remains that indicated just a mammal predation, and another was later found inside of cottonmouth snake. On June 8th, all 3 poults tagged in May along with their hens was destroyed by another predator. Researchers also confirmed the deaths of 2 hens that moved to private property to which researchers did not have access to during the nesting season. During June, 1 additional nest was initiated, but it was also got it. It wasn't good. At this writing, the Southeast Project has 15 radio marked hens alive, but no active nests or live poults. The project has not documented any successful broods this year from the radio marked hens. That doesn't mean there wasn't no broods. These are the radio marked hens. Maybe they just picked the wrong ones. Who knows? Researchers will continue to monitor daily movements and survival and any potential re-nesting attempts through July. Word had it on this country roads out here over the weekend, a gentleman seen some baby turkeys that weren't no bigger than quail here just the other day. So there's some more hatching going on. In the Southwestern study, researcher Cody Griffin met with landowners and toured potential study sites near the Sandy Sanders Wildlife Management Area. He was also able to join the study team in the Southeast and participate in poult capture and learn the process for the transmitter attachment for poults. And there you go. There we have it. And anyway, that wasn't very good. It just... predators did a number in the Southeast, it looks like, and looks like there wasn't very successful breeding going on if they had 15 of them done. But anyway, that was going on. Coming on later on the show when I get ready here, when I go to break, as soon as I give you the long ranger forecast, it was really simple. It's pretty hot, and I got a deal that come out on blog with Quail Forever about mowing and spraying and stuff. You guys have heard this from me before, but there's somebody actually wrote an article. Russ and I've been preaching it for years, but now they've actually wrote an article, and I found out this article from a county commissioner down in Greer County yesterday, and he has some funny things to say about it, but I won't repeat them on the radio. But anyway, he's a firm believer in it, and we have lots of county commissioners that are a firm believer in delaying roadside mowing. But this article describes it a little better than yours truly does. Well, I'll be right back after this. It's Today in Ag on 96.5 KECO with your Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger Forecast.
From sunup till sundown, we know your irrigation equipment needs to be as hardworking as you, because we all know a farmer's job is never done. Valley is your strength in the field. we're the Everyman brand. No matter your operational setup, we have the irrigation equipment and technology to move you forward. Valley products are built to last, easy to operate, and ahead of the curve. Durable, reliable, and built tough. This is Valley.
Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325 or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
This hour's weather brought to you by Hobart Farm and Garden.
Every farmer and rancher knows nutrition is key when it comes to getting the best out of every animal. That's why you need feed that's built the reputation on providing the best nutrition possible. iPro Feed's commitment to nutrition is unwavering. Buy the best and get the results you deserve. Hobart Farm and Garden is your local iPro Feeds dealer providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, or sacks. Visit them online at HobartFarmAndGarden.com.
This is the Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, July 15th. 2,147 head were sold. 6 head of steers at 356 brought 202. 3 at 477 brought 178. 4 at 560 brought 149. 5 at 640 brought 169. 10 at 761 brought 165. 11 head of heifers at 383 brought 180. 6 at 472 brought 166. 7 at 579 brought 158.50. 10 at 627 brought 144.50. 5 at 768 brought 148. Butcher cows were 5 to 86. Butcher bulls brought 2 to 112. Bred cows were 510 to 1150. Pairs brought 800 to 1760. Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma. Sale every Friday at 9 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
Ron Hayes here. Here's what the good folks are saying about SEI Agritech's Livestock Nutrition Center's feed and minerals.
Hi, this is Ty Ford. I'm a local cattle rancher, and I buy my feed with Kent Watkins at SEI Agritech in Elk City. He's a Livestock Nutrition Center authorized distributor, and they have been very helpful in developing a program for feeding out our butcher steers. We use his starter and finisher rations on our steers, and we have had great results and great feedback from our repeat customers.
Located on South Randall, visit SEI Agritech in Elk City.
With spring planting wrapping up and early summer harvest now underway, have peace of mind knowing you can depend on Western Equipment, your local John Deere dealer, to keep you in the field and running efficiently. With over 100 fully equipped service trucks, we will meet you wherever you are, whenever you need us, with zero unexpected fees or surcharges to worry about. Also, don't forget about our $99 inspections available when bringing in multiple machines. Call your local Western Equipment location today, and we'll have a truck headed your way.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
Wow. I was just looking at the National Weather Service forecast for the Panhandle of Oklahoma. Was a lie. They're all in the 100s now, so it's not going to be cooler up there. So 107 here at the Elk City Mezzanette. 107 heat index, humidity's at 20%. The winds are now out of the west, southwest at 9 miles an hour with gusts up to 15 miles an hour. We are under a fire weather warning until 10 o'clock tonight. Excessive heat warning until 9 p.m. Please check your chains. I had a hay baler, I think, caught on fire up around Dempsey or somewhere in that area last weekend. Make sure you got your fire extinguisher with you. Surely you're not baling hay right now anyway. The humidity's 20%. I don't even care if it's grass. Anyway, unless you're baling it right behind the swath. Anyway, today's forecast, 110 degrees, and we're getting there. Tonight, we have an actual 20% chance of thunderstorms. Actually, this morning when I get up right at daybreak and went down the river with the dogs, to the west, man, it just looked like a rain cloud coming. But as the light got brighter, it wasn't. But it was kind of rainy-like. 104 tomorrow, 101 Thursday, 101 Friday, and 102 Saturday. So there is your Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast. Let's check the air temperatures on the mezzanette before I go on about my business here and see if anybody is, Mangum's 107. And yep, Mangum Elk City right now, you are the hottest. Hollis is 106. It's just hot. Anyway, let's check out the hay prices. It's Hay Day Tuesday. On alfalfa, it looks like everything up that's been reported sales-wise, not everything gets reported to the USDA, but it looks like everything's up about $10 a ton, and I would say the drier it gets here in Oklahoma, Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, Nevada's worse than any of us right now, even Texas, hay prices are going to go out the roof. So right now, the highest that I'm seeing is in California and Texas, $450 a ton. That's the highest. Wisconsin, $300 a ton. Oregon's up to $390 a ton. And this is for premium alfalfa. Oklahoma's $285. Missouri's $275. Kansas is $300. As I said, Texas is up to $450. And Idaho's around 340, Colorado 345, basically anywhere from $250 to $450 a ton for premium alfalfa. And then on good alfalfa, which is still good quality, let's see, Texas is still high, around 280. That's delivered there. And Oklahoma's 230 delivered. And what we got, Kansas is 190 to 270. Anyway, grass hay. Let's take out some grass hay. Kansas, 125 to 130. Missouri's 140. Oklahoma, nothing available there. Texas is anywhere from $200 to $330 a ton. I'm sure that's right on. And that's all for premium. And there you go. Hay is creeping up, and hay is hard to find. If anybody's got any hay to sell and they want to sell it on my show, you don't have to do it today. You can do it tomorrow. Or if you know where any hay is for sale, let me know, and I'll put it on the show here to help out people. And if you got, there's a guy texting yesterday. He's needing 10 bales of either Bermuda or Plains Blue Stem round bales. And I know a place not too far from here, about an hour and a half away, less than an hour and a half away, about 100 miles away, that he has 21 bundles, or he has 20 bundles of 21 bales, small square bales of Bermuda grass, and he's getting ready to do some more next week. And if you need some bundles of Bermuda grass hay for your horses or whatever, I know a guy. And I've seen him on social media and quizzed him about his price and everything. $10 a bale for the bundles he's got now. Next week, the bundles will be $12 a bale. So if you want his information, I'll give it to you. How's that? Okay, we got about 6 minutes left. Let's talk about roadside and recreational mowing. As the spring nesting season transitions into the brood rearing phase of many of our quail species, the habitat organization Quail Forever is reminding landowners to minimize roadside disturbances. And everybody laughs when I talk about this, but when you finish hearing this story that I'm getting ready to read you, you'll understand where I've been coming from all these years, where I said help build that superhighway for quails. Anyway, kind of minimize ditch mowing, haying, spraying, ATV operations until at least August 1st. My deal here in western Oklahoma and the eastern Texas Panhandle is July 15th until August 1st to protect upland game birds and other wildlife. Roadsides remain an important habitat component for quail throughout their range, providing critical nesting cover up to 5 acres of potential along each mile of rural county road or recreational two-track. So you say, what is the ditch effect? In the lean years before the CRP program, you guys remember the soil bank and stuff like that? Roadside ditches were a major source of quail production. Jim Woolley, he's a biologist for Quail Forever and a lifelong upland specialist with 40 years of experience. We don't seem to give roadsides the same considerations nowadays, and it's true, we don't. This is a short-sighted approach to wildlife and management, since roadsides are a very important component in the grand scheme of habitat. Always have been and always will be. And I'm going to tell you what, in the four counties, our Quail Forever chapter here in Elk City has Beckham, Harmon, Roger Mills, and Greer County. Our county commissioners do a great job and understand. There was one here a while back that said all we wanted to do was hunt the bar ditches. It's not true at all. because it's illegal to hunt bar ditches in Oklahoma. Anyway, roadsides form an extensive network of grassy corridors and weeds, providing nesting, brood rearing, and winter cover where applicable for quail and other wildlife. Urban sprawl and intensified agriculture demand have replaced precedent fence lines. Grassy roadsides with a mix of shrubby cover oftentimes become a draw for quail seeking nesting refuge. Roadsides also provide vital habitat for monarchs, grassland songbirds, native pollinators, honeybees, frogs, and turtles. And they do. It's very important. Here's a statistic that might make you think twice about mowing roadside ditches. I understand where residents are, or heavy traffic, or on the blacktops where, you know, you're 55 miles an hour there and you want to see the deer jump out in front of you way before they really do if it's not mowed. I'm understanding this. This is not for every mile, but pretty close. Research has taught us that most quail nests are built within 50 foot or fewer of a field edge or trail, and often within 10 foot. Commercial mowing equipment in the 21st century can chew up this square footage in a hurry, and with it, the next generation of covey rises fall for the season. A nesting egg lays at the rate of one per day on a quail. Early season nests contain an average of 7 to 28 eggs, depending on the quail species, but re-nesting attempts drop egg counts dramatically. The incubation period for a quail is 23 days and starts after all eggs have been laid. The hen remains very faithful to the nest and also the male. Sometimes the male gets on the nest and the hen goes starts another nest. And this is a true fact. It comes from Marcus French Quarters Thibodeau up north on his studies at Packsaddle, leaving only briefly to feed, and there's therefore vulnerable to mowing during this time. From nest to egg hatching, the entire progress takes 47 to 55 days long. And there you go. Early summer, they usually start, first hatch is usually at the end of June, but we already have pictures of 6 to 8 week old babies, so they nested earlier. But anyway, most quail nests are built within 50 foot, if I told you, the edge of the trail. Fewer than 20% of quail live to see 12 months of age. Quail chicks weigh a quarter of an ounce, roughly the size of a bumblebee, upon hatching, take their first small flight within 3 weeks. There are 6 species of quail in the United States: Bob White, California, Mountain, Gambles, Scaled, and Merns. You guys have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow. It's Today in Ag on 96.5 KECO. I'm Jimmy Clark, and God bless.
This is KECO, Elk City.